Well, Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Edmundo.
And welcome back as we look at the Business Watch for today. What is on the cover?
This week we're looking at home sales here in Las Cruces in Doñana County. Every few months we try to check in and see how the market's going. It's a good bellwether for the rest of our industry. And right now we're looking pretty good, according to Renee Frank, who's the president of the Las Cruces Association of Realtors and also an associate broker with Steinborn. She said that we've seen a little bit of drop in inventory, which is not necessarily a bad thing. That means more houses are actually selling and being turned over. They're seeing a lot more buyer activity, and they're seeing an increase in interest from out-of-town buyers who are looking to relocate to Las Cruces. And a lot of that is, she says, some of it is increased focus on tourism in the area, largely due to the New Mexico True campaign that we've talked about in the past. And also the influx of businesses to the southern portion of Doñana County that are bringing new jobs in manufacturing, transportation, and management positions. We're holding pretty well steady as far as the number of houses that sell. For Doñana County, the year-to-date sales are staying at about 795 units, which is the same as our 2013 numbers. But what she's noticed is that the individual house sales, the average median price, has increased about $2,000 over last year. And she also says that a lot of the higher-priced homes that maybe people had been renting out or just holding on to, waiting for the market to turn around, are starting to be back on the market and moving. They're selling some that are in the $250,000, $300,000 range, which for our market is a pretty darn fine house.
And that's definitely good news as far as,
It seems like things are picking back up. She says we're still in a buyer's market, but if inventory drops or the sales outpace the listings, it could balance the market out a little bit more and be a little bit more toward a seller's market. But for right now, she says Sonoma Ranch has seen a lot of interest, a lot of sales, and they're beginning to see the market moving a little bit north of us. They're really strong in Sierra Norte and the Jornada areas, and they're also seeing strong growth in the southern part of the county around Santa Teresa, attributable largely to the growth in the Santa Teresa manufacturing and all of the activity that's going on down there. She says that they're seeing a lot of new homes spring up, and some of it is jobs, and some of it is also we're starting to see a resurgence in the retirees looking again to stay here and have a home here after they come down to visit. So it seems like the market's picking up, and we're seeing some potential from growth, drawing a lot more attention, and I think we're beginning to look at ourselves as a destination for not only tourists but home buyers, and for more business.
That should be something definitely to keep our eyes on in the upcoming years, because again, that's potentially some great news for us.
And as you know, it's also going to spur growth in the industry as those homes are built, as new homes are built.
Yes.
So we're seeing some positive signs there, I think.
In the business profile, this is an interesting story, Bosa Donuts.
Yeah, one of my favorite places. Bosa Donuts just recently received an award from the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce as Small Business of the Month for July. And it's an interesting story. In 1984, Bosa Donuts opened as a franchise company. And then in 1996, the franchise company went bankrupt. But Las Cruces Bosa Donuts was bought later that year by William Cardoza, who's still running the place. He had been a donut maker for the company, and then he sort of expanded in 2000 and added my favorite, their burritos and some of their other Mexican food offerings to make it sort of a day-long attraction instead of just drive by and get your coffee and donut. You can grab your lunch, you can grab your supper. And interestingly enough, Cardoza came from El Salvador at the age of 14, got a job working the graveyard shift at the original Bosa, and he was making the fresh dough for the donuts, and he used to tell the owner at the time, one of these days I'm going to own a donut shop. And the owner kept telling him, well, one of these days I'm going to sell you a donut shop. And sure enough, in 96 they made a deal, and Cardoza's been the owner and manager of Bosa, and that's at 190 Avenida de Mesilla ever since. And now that they've expanded with the breakfast burritos and other Mexican food favorites, They're just doing fantastic business. They offer, you know, on the savory side, they offer enchiladas, flautas, tacos, pozole, menudo, burritos, everything that you could possibly want. You can
and
get your
a
fix.
Couple years ago, and I don't know if they still do it, but they had tamales.
Yeah.
And I stopped. I was in a pinch to get tamales, and I stopped by and bought some.
Yeah, but still the most popular menu they tell me, menu item they tell me is still the brisket burrito.
Brisket burrito. That's
yeah.
That's an interesting story. Very interesting story.
Yeah, nice local business. We're happy to support them. And Bosa has also been named back-to-back Sun News Reader's Choice Award winner for Best Donut in the City.
Great. And in the column this week, you brought back Dr. Beverly McClure.
Yeah, Dr. McClure is back. She is the president and CEO of the Association of Commerce and Industry, which is basically New Mexico's statewide chamber of commerce. And, you know, we've talked a lot about how important it is to support local businesses and shop local and take care of our homegrown shops. But Beverly points out this week that we also need to take care of the larger businesses. You know, they also create jobs. They create an economic stability for New Mexicans that reinvest in our communities. And the employed people spend money so that other local businesses become more profitable and in turn create more jobs and offer more opportunities for New Mexicans. And then we've got a larger tax base. So as much as I do support and will always advocate local businesses, we also need to keep in mind that these larger businesses, these chains, and some of the national scope businesses, they do employ our neighbors and friends, and in turn, their paycheck comes right back into our community. So it's important to keep in mind, and she points out, that the large businesses are also part of our economy, and we have to keep in aware of that.
I, you know, one of the realities a couple years ago was when one of the managers for one of these national chains, I saw him with his kids at my daughter's school. And you realize, they're right.
Yeah.
They're my neighbors.
Yeah, they are our neighbors. From the greeters to the checkout people to the stock boys, you know, they are our neighbors, and it's a good employment opportunity for us. So if it's here in town, shop it.
Great. And in the what's new, speaking of new in town.
Yeah, we've got a few things in what's new this week. First, I take a look at Mountain View Regional Medical Center. They unveiled a new Da Vinci 11 surgical system, and it's the first of its kind in southern New Mexico and West Texas, and it allows doctors to do some operations that may have been invasive in the past, and they're still invasive, but less so, mostly related to gynecology, urology, thoracic, cardiac, and general surgery. It doesn't replace the surgeon, but it does make for smaller scars, quicker healing time, less chance of infection. So, you know, it's good for our community. Also, and this one's one of my favorites, Forget About It Pizza Express has opened in Mesilla Valley Mall.
You may have
run into Forget About It at in Deming. That's where they got their start. Kim Duncan opened down there, and now she's brought the Express here to the Mesilla Valley Mall at 700 South Telshore. They're in the food court. And they serve New York-style thin crust pizza, sandwiches, salads, buffalo wings, all your basic fare. And a nice place, and nice to see that a store that started in Deming is getting another breath of life here in Las Cruces.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, or very recently, I got a text from my wife saying, we're picking up pizza at the mall. And I was like, there's a pizza
really?
Place?
Pizza at the mall?
Oh, yeah, because Sbarro, and, you know, was gone. And she said,
yeah.
Oh, they have a new place.
Yeah, and apparently they're doing pretty well. They had a very strong opening. I had some friends down there, and they said that it's a good eat. I haven't been there yet, but I plan to get there hopefully this week.
Well, Jason, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure as always.
And we'll see you next week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.